Feel yourself present. Start with your body, if that helps. Some days do that with your eyes open, some days do it with your eyes closed. Because all through the day, of course, you've got your eyes open. So we want to cultivate presence no matter what we're doing, no matter where we are. You might or might not have completed a process, but let's take a breath and stop and smile. No matter what you did, it was perfect in that moment. Are there other options in that moment? Sure. But what you chose was perfect. To second guess that, once you've started, halfway through, or now that we've completed and go, oh, maybe I should have done it this way. That's silly. The past is gone. You've done it. You made your choice. I made mine. Done. Presence includes that. Presence includes the spontaneity of the moment, of arising within that spontaneity. Arising within the spontaneity. And then commit. Done. No more mind about it. That is to say, ego mind. Am I doing the right thing? Should I do it differently? Why is she being so quiet for so long? Why isn't she telling us what to do? Whatever. All of it is not N-A-U-G-H-T. Have confidence in yourself. We've been doing this for a long time. You've been doing this for most of your life. And part of presence is to train oneself to let go. And in that is then the release of second guessing, the release of wondering if it's right, if there's better, all that kind of stuff. We just release, we let go because we've committed in the spontaneity of the moment to presence. And we can smile with that because every single moment is actually spontaneous, has never existed before, and will never exist again. It might seem as though every time we make, our morning beverage, it is the same. No, if you're really present, you will see that it's not. And that you aren't either. Zoe smiled and start all over again. Be present. Choose however you want to be present. Start with your toes, start with your hair, start with your heart, eyes open, eyes closed. Doesn't matter, just be present. Go through your process. And a smile, and maybe you already are. Now recognize something. The presence you are experiencing right now is not a byproduct, it is not a result. The presence already was. It's always there. What is the result is that you are less distracted from presence. You've chosen to be attentive to yourself, to what you're sitting, to whatever you chose attention to be present with. That's really important. Please take that in. Think on it for a moment. Presence is not a result of what you just did. Your experience of feeling present is simply that you chose less distractions. You chose to attend to your present moment. Which is by its nature presence. Okay, the ritual did not create presence. Whether you saw from the inside, the outside, eyes open or not, that isn't what creates presence. Presence is, it's what you are. But in the ritual of settling, and your choices in that, you are choosing to simply be less distracted. This is so important because that is directly applicable throughout the day. So we smile. Because we are learning that there is no shortage of ways. There are limitless ways to be the awareness that we are. And anything that comes with that in that moment. Generosity, kindness, respect, creativity, peace, ease, happiness, whatever it might be. We smile. There are limitless ways. Just like there are limitless distractions. Take that in. There are limitless ways to be in presence. And there are limitless ways that presence can be experienced in the moment and shared in the moment. Limitless. Well, there are limitless distractions. That's because they both have the same source. Emptiness, but we're not going to go down that road, but that's why. So we smile again. Feel our heart. Feel that presence has the qualities of conceptually, that we associate with the heart. And that includes like peace or ease, a lightness of being. There's lots of things. It's not about the sentimentality or something like that. presence itself radiates out. No ego is required. In fact, it mitigates the ease and simplicity of presence radiating out. So as we just sit, present and in presence, it's like the wind, it's like the perfume of a flower. Just goes, pervades. And as we soften and open the self, because that's what's softening and opening, as we soften and open, then more can be experienced. So notice that softening and opening is simply another one of the many limitless, countless ways to be present. And it allows presence that already is to be unmitigated, to be uncovered more. you might feel, because of what we've been doing for weeks, that there's something at the crown that's also present or in your awareness, and something at the root. You might not, doesn't matter. What matters is presence, simple, genuine, and open. And whether or not we conjure the thought that somewhere in the world, someone is awakening to presence, whether or not we conjure that thought, if you are present, it is happening. Because your presence is like warmth. And someone that's distracted is like a chunk of ice. And warmth will melt the ice. It will happen every time. And nothing can stop that process. The warmth doesn't think about melting the ice. It just naturally happened. So whether or not you think about it, we'll conjure the thought. If you or I, or as a group of people, we are present. And in presence, that is like warmth. and it just goes out. It already is. It has been for the last 10 minutes. And it is causative. It is a condition that will elicit the presence in others. But not because we did anything. What we did was got less distracted. That's what we did. Presence already was. So we smile with this. Feel it through the day. Simply when you are less distracted, you are more present. It's straight math. There's nothing confusing about this. And therefore, it's quite joyous. It's quite easy to understand and easy to apply. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. Be present. And notice as you walk through your day, the variations on the theme of both distraction, what you are drawn to, what distracts you, what for you is distraction. All the cravings, the clingings, the whatever's. And the variations on the theme of presence. If you or I look for presence to be only as one has experienced maybe in a, you know, in a really nice meditation or something like that, or in, you know, out in nature, and it was a very beautiful, pristine day. If we look for presence to be that, and that's what we call presence, we will miss the limitless experiences of presence that are happening throughout the day if we are not distracted. Just like if we look for distraction to be going down the wormhole of Facebook for an hour and a half, then we will miss that distraction is when one is not actually tasting the food in their mouth. Because you're paying attention to something else. Or when the body says, you know, oh, maybe it needs a little different attention or a little different food, or it's not going to act like it did 20 years ago. It's going to act like it is now. So all of these things are actually, they're various forms of distraction, and they can be actually immediately turned into the in-the-moment experience of presence. Both are limitless, both have quite a range, and we want to recognize both. When are you distracted, and when are you in presence, being present? Okay? Have fun. Isn't it great? Awakening is great. Have fun. Love you all. Create your day.